Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That way.
At Husker_Nick.
I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands.
At ESPN, Hooksy.
It's amazing. Wherever I set course records or whatever, I would be barefooted, drunk, playing golf, making every 20-footer I looked at. But if you get me sober, I wouldn't make a ball.
Now, back to the show.
I can literally rap every word of this song.
Let's go.
I'm not going to.
Come on, jump in.
I love, dude, I told you this is a good album.
Damn good album. Thank you for introducing
Mr. 50. By the way, hey, you'll be happy to know about this. Although I just blinked on his darn name. The, who's the guy? Oh, Post Malone.
Yeah.
My son has got me heavily into Post Malone.
Nice.
My 7-year-old. He loves. Edited, hey. It's got to be edited, but right, that guy's talented. I blame the Spider-Man soundtrack for why I decided to get into listening. I still can't do White Iverson. That song is cheesy.
And it's sing, too.
He's got a lot of like old stuff that not a lot of people know about. Mm-hmm. He's good.
But
he's
I just want you to know, I've just gotten into Post Malone. By the way, did you see, Hooks, you should, we might have to reveal this on the air to see what happens. Did you guys see that Spotify has a end of the year thing now? Like, here, turn on your Spotify. Do not have any music with curse words.
Then I can't play any.
Well, just turn on your Spotify.
I know, I'm just saying.
Spotify has a thing. It's kind of fun. You've started to maybe see it popping up on Facebook or whatever, where at the top it says your year in review.
See how you
listen. But hold on. It also goes, this thing's cool. It's got how many minutes, all the plays and stuff, but because it's the end of the decade, it also goes through, since you got on Spotify, your whole decade. So like mine, you can tell when I permanently got on that country station, because it goes from like hardcore rap to more Eric Church and all sorts of stuff than you can even like shake a finger at. Like, I mean, I've always listened to country music, but it goes from like my workout play. Look at Chingy. Is Chingy on yours?
Yeah.
Yours?
There was a song on there. Well,
okay, Tupac is his number one artist. Look at this guy.
Got some Shaggy on there.
No, you can't. That's been 6 hours.
How many total hours of total minutes has it popped up for you yet?
No.
Do you guys want to? Can you guess the total minutes?
Yours has got to be insane.
Hold on, real quick. Guess total minutes this year that I spent listening to Spotify. Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Nelly, T-Pain, and Outkast. That's a pretty solid list there, Hooks.
See?
50,000.
Okay, it's way less than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to relative.
16,000 minutes.
I was going to say 20. I was going for 20.
How much does that, what does that break down into? Anybody got math real quick? Somebody give me math while I give them this playlist, this quarterback situation going on in the NFL. Yeah, but it's pretty neat. Has it broke down year by year?
That's
not yet.
16,000 minutes is about a little over 11 days.
Listen, Jeremiah Searles, I'm so jealous of you. I'm getting into, just so you know, it was Eric Church and Post Malone is what my playlist
Post
was.
Post is third on mine.
Who's your first two?
Kendrick and Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, Chance the Rapper was really high on mine as well.
Kanye's fourth, and then OOK's fifth.
Okay. But I got a lot of, it's a lot
crazy.
Of Tyler Childers, and it goes through all your years that you've had it. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
So if you guys get a chance,
top.
Like seriously, it's totally worth it. Go on to your Spotify if you have it. And then it'll play. And this thing that it plays takes like 4 minutes to get through.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's really deep. And then at the end, you can post it places if you want to as well. But it's pretty neat. It even breaks down individual songs that you've listened to and the whole nine yards. You're welcome for anybody who has Spotify.
See,
if you don't have Spotify, I would recommend Spotify.
Yeah, so I think it's I'm like half of you. I'm almost 9,000 minutes.
Yeah. Well, part of mine is think about how many minutes I spend sitting in my driveway drinking beer, cooking every day. Like, there's 2 hours right there.
Oh, yeah. My 2018 top song was Chance.
That's from us working out at the gym.
2019.
But yeah, pretty cool. So go check that out. Really quickly, here's your quarterback names of guys that are either going to be free agents or are eligible, or I should say more likely to be cut as well, okay?
Yep.
So here's your list. Tom Brady is a free agent. Teddy Bridgewater, free agent. Drew Brees apparently's contract voids if they don't fully guarantee the next 2 years on it in March. And according to this article, Brees is going to get let go, and then they're going to try to re-up him. Derek Carr more than likely will be on the trade market. Andy Dalton is going to be cut. Joe Flacco, Foles, Manning, Mariota, Newton. Prescott's a free agent, by the way. Rivers.
Yes.
Josh Rosen, I don't care about. He'll be a backup somewhere. Tannehill, who's playing really well. Mitchell Trubisky, Jameis Winston.
Boy,
that is a lot of names.
That's an insane list.
I think if you want my quick prediction, I think you're going to see Rivers go to Tennessee. I think Flacco retires. Brees comes back for one more year. I think Bridgewater's going to get an offer to play in with the Panthers. And then there was an interesting thing in here. Mariota, his college coach,
yes.
Helfert, who is his OC, is now the OC for the Bears. Keep an eye on that.
Interesting.